Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from North County of San Diego, California. We're here tonight to share with you the Word of God, pure Scripture through the Bible. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we use a version of the Bible called the New International Version. There are many versions of the Bible, many interpretations, and we highly recommend that you grab a Bible, that you would get one so that you can go along with us and read Scripture this evening and follow along with the Word of God while we promote His love and His peace and the joy it is to know our Lord. We here at the 11th Hour Ministries consider it a miracle in motion to be able to share the Word of God in a free country. It being Memorial Day, it's a very, very important day to this entire country, and we're going to get into some of those specific topics in a little while here, but we just wanted to come to you tonight and share God's truth and His love on the radio. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we study the mystery of the gospel, and we're here trying to pursue pure truth and the pure light of our Lord. And we know that through pure Scripture is how the work is done in our lives, through God letting us know what His desires for our lives are, how to learn what God wants of us, and how He wants us to interact with each other, and what our purpose is on this planet. So once again, we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000. And we'd like to start off tonight with a prayer. And that is, God, please forgive us, God, for all the sins that we committed to this moment in time. Every single person who's listening, God, every ear that hears the word right now in this prayer, God, that you would be graceful and merciful as you always are, God, to forgive us for the sins that we committed to this moment in time so that we can have clear and open hearts to hear your truth and your word. God, we ask that you would cut our hearts and that you would, God, we know your light is always on and your door is always open, and what a comforting thing that is. We know, God, that in our lives, if we you give us free will, God, you give us a choice, and we know that we either turn or burn. We either follow or fall. And God, we ask that tonight we all hunger and thirst for your truth and your righteousness. We know that it is a one-way street in life. We either have the choice of taking the high road or the low road, God, and we're asking tonight that we all seek into our own hearts and assess our own set of values and what makes us all up as humans, and to really investigate, are we really trying to live on the high road lifestyle that your Bible and the Word of God promotes, or do we do selfish things and we're in sin, living on the low road. God, we ask that you bring back innocence and purity to this world, this lost and dark world. We're asking for wholesomeness and peace on earth, God, to be restored to our earth. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, God, we're afraid of the dark. And we're asking, God, that we just come out of our comfort zones, that we're here to proclaim the truth and to shine your light into the darkness, God. And we're asking to give us a super hungering and thirsting heart, God, for your truth. All the people who are listening, and God, that this message can be spread and it becomes contagious, that your truth shall be known on this planet Earth. God, we know that we reap what we sow, and we ask that you forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, God. We ask that you renew the sparkle within us as we were when we were children and before we started to corrupt our own way with sin and debauchery and things that we do as we get older in life when we start making bad choices. And we ask, God, that you light each step that we take. And let us know, God, when we turn to the left or to the right, away from your direction that you would have us go, make us feel the pain, God. Make us feel an emptiness or a void in our hearts that only you can fill, God. There's no question that many people who are listening now and people who have turned to you, there's a void in each one of us, God, that only you can fill. And we ask that you magnify that in us so that we can be clear when we are turning to you, that you fill the void, and when we turn away, that God, that void just becomes an ache. God, we're super clear on the Bible teaching us that whatever measure we use, it will be measured to us. And we ask that, God, each person will surrender. And we know that every knee shall bow to you, God. And so we want to be our brother's keeper. We're here to try to promote being selfless instead of selfish, to crush the head of the snake, God, to stop this lifestyle of religion of convenience that we all at some time or another can fall into. God, that we do unto others as we would ask them to do unto us. This world, we treat each other with dignity. God, we know that the Satan is the destroyer of all things good. And God, we know that you are the lover of all things good, all things God. And so we ask that you would have us feel in our hearts and our thoughts and our actions that we turn away from sin and anything that isn't honoring to you, that isn't revering to you. We want to have a passion to follow you, God. And we ask that through your pure scripture, that you light our path, God, and let your truth shine through us. Let us be your vehicle. Let us be your vessel, God, in this lost and dark world, that we may be humble and in humility, God, move away out of, get our own self out of the way so that you can do your finest work through us as Christians. And God, we ask that we know that you're able to do anything on the planet, God. You are the mighty and powerful force that always was and always will be. And God, we're just so happy that you have called us to love you and to serve you, God. And we really just are here again tonight to ask for a cleansed hearts, cleansed minds, cleansed souls, and cleansed bodies, God. So that when we read your scripture, we can be full in your word and your love. And at this point, we'd like to take a phone call, and that's from, this is actually Judy, my wife, on line one. Hello, darling wife.
Hello, honey.
How are you tonight?
Good, and you?
Good. It's very, very exciting to hear your voice on the radio, here sharing scripture on the 11th Hour Ministries. And folks, I'd like to just let you know is that my wife has some things that she has on her heart and she'd like to share.
Yes, the first scripture that I would like to share with everybody is in Galatians 6:10, which is, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And lately I've been reading a book, it's a Joyce Meyer book called New Day, New You, and, you know, it talks about, you know, her daily life and routine with God, and there's just so many awesome things that she's been writing, and I just would like to share some of them.
Amen.
With everyone. And the first one is, you don't need to be concerned about how you treat others. I'm sorry, I have to say that all over again.
Okay, take your time.
You don't need to be concerned about how others treat you. Your concern should be how you treat them. We are so concerned about our own treatment that we have little or no concern for how we treat others. We are afraid of being taken advantage of, especially if our experience with someone has been painful in the past. The fear and dread we feel probably makes us super sensitive to everything that is said or done. We may even misinterpret things and see them in a negative way because of our expectations. What we fear does come upon us according to God's word. And there's a scripture in Job 3:25 that I would like to read. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. And then it goes on, we are to deposit ourselves with God and trust Him to take care of us. And there's also another scripture in 1 Peter 4:19, which I would like to read to everyone. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
Mm.
He is our vindicator. And there's also another scripture in Job that I read earlier, which applies to that. And as long as we behave properly toward others, including our enemies, God will bring a reward into our lives. The Bible says we are to be mindful to be a blessing. And that means that we are to have our minds full of ways we can help others. When our minds are filled with ways to be a blessing, we have no time to dwell in our personal problems. It gives God an opportunity to work on them for us, which that, to me, was
amazing.
Pretty awesome.
Well, I'd like to ask you a question. This is my wife, let's say. Darling, how is your walk with the Lord? I mean, are you a woman who has ever known a life without the Lord? And how has God, you know, moved in your life? And how has He helped you to see how living a godly life is the only way? You have my children. There are two beautiful children. Is it not an amazing way to walk with the Lord and to have a marriage that's based in God's truth? And how does that, you know, how do you feel about that whole concept?
No question about it. I've been always, you know, I've always loved God, and, you know, I always feared the Lord, and not necessarily I've always walked in His ways, but it's definitely, you know, with God, without God, you can't get far.
Mm.
And He is the first priority, and, you know, every single morning when you get up, that's, you know, as soon as you open your eyes, you know, that's who you should give praise and, you know, the thankfulness, you know, for everything He has given you. And, you know, I have an amazing husband and that I love very much, and I'm only human, and I try to follow God's commands as best as I possibly can.
And we've had, in our marriage, just so people are clear, is that we've had times of struggle and pain and times when we haven't been following the commands of God accurately as we should, and we felt the pain for those times. And then we've also, though, turned to Him in Scripture and have committed our marriage to having God as the center, and then the ways that God has blessed our marriage once we've done that, and every time we do, you know, really stay connected to God, there's almost no words to describe how amazing the love is and how clean and wholesome it feels.
Yes.
Well, honey, I would love to just thank you for calling in. We are very super encouraged that you gave us a call here and shared those scriptures. I do know that God has someone that wanted to hear the words that you read on the air tonight, and want to thank you again and love you very much.
Well, I'm sorry, but I actually would like to share another scripture,
okay,
if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Which the scripture is in Hebrews 13:15,
mm-hmm,
and through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
Wow. Can you imagine? And to live according to the Bible and the rules of God, it's, you know, the old saying, it's better to give than to receive. And when we are living a selfless life instead of selfish, for the listeners, you know, it's one of our goals in our marriage is to look for the people in our lives or the events in our lives where God makes it very clear for us to intervene or have interaction with others. And what a joy it is for us to help people in any way we can to promote the Word of God, to promote God's love, We do belong to a church called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. For those folks in Southern California, we super highly recommend this church. I've seen, and I've personally been in tears many times, tears of joy in this church. There's such a family of people that love God. It's really becomes a united group of people who are a family, and as a body of people collectively that are inviting anyone who's listening. If you want to really feel what God's love is like and to share His love and His truth, we super encourage you to come to a service at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside and just to experience, take an hour of your life and share the truth. In this church, they read the Bible, straight, pure scripture from the Bible, which is so, so important. And it's actually a church where my whole family is our members and we're so thrilled that God has given us such a great house of worship.
Yes, it is an amazing church, indeed. Okay, very good. So God bless everyone, and
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Excuse me. That was awesome. We're just so thrilled to have my wife. She had a little bit of nerves going on with the phone call coming in, but I think a phenomenal job done, well done. And so going on with the message this evening, we have with us Jay as my nephew, and he happens to be a Marine. And we're going to open the lines to Jay at this point in time. This fact is the matter is that today being, the celebration of this Memorial Weekend, and going back to really one of the very prominent issues at hand in our modern day times right now, is that Memorial Day is a day of remembrance of the people who fought for our country, fought for our truth, and fought for our freedom. It's that simple. Jay happens to be a Marine, and Jay, we'd like to let you chime in here on exactly what you see as far as how God and the Constitution, this is a place where we fight for what is good and pure and proper in our country. You signed up to be a Marine, and my assumption is that you are doing it back, doing something to promote God's truth in your works. Is it a self-seeking, is it just for a job, or are you trying to be a part of the oath that people take when they go and fight for our country or fight for our freedom, is without a question based on fighting for what is right?
Well, when I first signed the papers and put my hand, raised my right hand and swear to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. It was just a job. I had either one of two options, stay in Philadelphia and just go with the flow, or join the Marine Corps and, get away. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't. I was not a believer. My father tried to convince me, to get me to go to church and everything, and only by the grace of God was I saved in boot camp.
Wow.
That place is, you think of boot camp and you think this dark,
painful
event, and here I am going to church every Sunday, and it started off just to get away from the drill instructors, honestly.
Wow.
And I heard, the verse in Matthew, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Mm.
And I went to the pastor who came from out of town just to preach to, the recruits at Parris Island. And I said, okay, I get it. So when can I get baptized? And I was baptized the weekend after. So now that my views have changed since signing the papers, it definitely means a lot more to me that I have sweared, so help me God.
Amen.
Because now I know that God is all powerful and everlasting, and He is, there's nothing greater than the Lord.
Well, and isn't it interesting that, you know, we're here on Memorial Day weekend talking about, you know, how God ties into our Constitution and, you know, by a man like you signing up for to be a Marine and how God works in mysterious ways. How amazing it is that, you know, he knew what plans he had for you. It says in Jeremiah, I know what plans I have for you, plans to really promote your life in a very positive and awesome way and use you as his vessel or his tool. But ultimately, you signed up to be a good steward, your brother's keeper, that you would lead by example, that you're a teamwork kind of guy. And in the, I actually happen to have a copy of the Constitution of the United States right here, and I'd like to just read some excerpts from here to sort of solidify what exactly we, or a man like you, has signed up for and how it does apply in a biblical way. The Constitution of the United States of America starts off by saying, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Now, isn't it interesting? To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. Starts off right there talking about God and blessings. And, you know, this country is based on truth and honor and wholesome. And so it goes on to, and we're not here to get into too much politics, so I'm going to kind of give you the cliff note versions here. It goes on to talk about the House of Representatives, the Senate, and taxes, which that's another hour's program altogether, isn't it? To coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. So we count on the Constitution to make sure that our money is valid value, and that the standard of weight and measures, that people aren't giving you less than the pound you paid for or the gallon of gas that you paid for, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities of current coin of the United States, to promote the progress of science, useful arts, by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries, to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captors on land and on water, to provide and maintain a Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine, and Special Services. The executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the Vice President for the same term, be elected as follows. Goes on to the legislature, House of Representatives, Senate. Before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath of affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will fully execute the office of the President of the United States and will do the best of my ability to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. The President shall be the Commander-in-Chief of the Army, Navy, and the United States. He shall have the power, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, to make treaties, ambassadors, public ministries, counsel, judges. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in the Supreme Court. The judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity. The trial, it goes on and on. So basically what I'm trying to get at here is that the Constitution of the United States of America ensures our freedom and our safety. It's amazing that in our lifetimes we actually have seen what has been given to us by our forefathers, that they have given a constitution that was clearly based on the Bible and promoting and preserving all things good. And the question is, what is the constitution of mankind? Well, that is the Bible, unequivocally, no question about it, hands down. The Constitution, according to our God, is the Constitution of what man is to follow. And the question that we have tonight is, what are we doing with the Constitution of mankind? Are the people who sacrifice their lives? I saw on HBO the other night a program that says My Alive Day. And what this really represents is, it was an hour-long program of 10 of the soldiers that went to Iraq and got wounded, and they celebrate what is called their Alive Day. There were people there with no legs. One guy had no legs and one arm missing. The things that were on this program were so graphic and so real, and it blew me away to know here we are sitting in our comfortable little, you know, homes, or we're in cars in America, driving around to our comfortable little stores, going to our comfortable little jobs, and here are people who, like Jay, who have signed up to commit their lives for our peace and freedom and harmony and tranquility. And the question is, what are we doing in our lives to do the same thing for God? How do we, just like the pride that we have in our armed forces and every single soul that ever fought for our freedom in this country, and how amazing the sacrifice is and the pain that those families felt, and the people who have sacrificed and not died and suffered and are still suffering, for who? What a selfless way to share your life. Imagine how selfless these people are in the military who have gone on to do things that are really just amazing for God's constitution, or the constitution of America, of the United States of America. But then, you know, how God's constitution is really runs hand in hand with it, and how important it is that we protect it, we fight for it, we share it. Who's going to uphold it if we don't? And at this point, we'd like to take a call from Jay on line one. Hi, Jay.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well, sir, and yourself?
Good. Listen, I would like to thank all the military personnel, past and present and future, who have, are now, and will be defending our freedom.
Amen.
So God bless them and their families at this time on a Memorial Day weekend.
Amen.
And I have a couple of some information on our founding father. And in a review of 1,500 items that they've written, they quoted the Bible 34% of their quotes directly.
Wow.
Came from the Bible. And 60% came indirectly.
Wow.
So the Bible can be credited in some way for 94% of the quotes of our founding fathers.
Amen.
And they were Christians, not deists. A lot of people think, the claim is that they were deists,
mm-hmm.
Which means that they believe in a God, but not in Jesus, and that the God is just a power that is above us, that has no interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the First Amendment guarantee of freedom of religion was given to us from Baptists in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
Which was what those men were down there. And the other thing that I wanted to point out is that the term, the separation of church and state, you've heard that recently from the Supreme Court a lot more than in the past. But, they talk about the constitutional guarantee of separation of church and state. It exists nowhere in our Constitution.
And what it really boils down to, Jay, is that my question to yourself and all the listeners is, breaking it all down and shaking it down and making it real simple here is, how's it working for you? I mean,
yeah.
We live in a world that's falling apart. And everybody wants to argue about, you know, all these different parts and pieces and get all critical and technical and all this.
Yeah.
And you know what's ironic? Our God is sitting there with such a frown, watching all these things take place. There's a scripture that we just spoke of last week that where God was just literally, here's what it is. I'll share with you right now. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that are moving along the ground and birds of the air. For I am grieved that I have made them, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And, you know, ironically, see, I think what we're here tonight trying to, you know, get a message across is that when this country was built, and there is no perfect man, and mistakes have been made by all means for, you know, all the times that we've been on the earth and the things that have, how this country has been built, some mistakes have been made. But for what it's worth, the country was built, and the pride of America is that we are trying to do the right thing. We try to be humane. We're not fighting over land necessarily. We're fighting over the fact that people are doing things to each other, or the threat that they may do to us of damage and harm and things that are all of darkness and evil.
Yeah.
And so doesn't it really all boil down to the good guys versus the bad guys? You know,
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Darkness versus light, and good versus bad. And so what we want to make sure that we do tonight is to let the listeners know how grateful we are to the military. I happen to have a business. I do business on Camp Pendleton here in Southern California. And what a tremendous honor it is to be able to serve our servicemen and women.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just something that it's such an important piece of the puzzle to bring the two together, because really, how much are we dishonoring our the people who lost their lives? If we're not enforcing God's rules and keeping up his expectations for what he wants each warrior, each one of his peaceful warriors to do in this lost and you know, spiraling downward world, aren't we basically defamating the flag? I mean, isn't it really becoming a spot where, you know, we take what this country was built on, and if we're not going to keep God in the Pledge of Allegiance, if we're not going to keep crosses and the Ten Commandments outside of courthouses and things where, you know, monuments in our cities and things of this nature,
well,
if everybody jumped off a bridge, would we all jump after them? I mean, the thing is that just because everybody's doing something doesn't mean it's right. And what we're finding is that it seems like the world is getting more and more like a herd of cattle. We're getting trained to just go through motions, but where is the truth being fought for in such a great way, despite all of the tragedy that we see around us? You have TV programs, radio programs that are, you know, such toxicity. Our youth are losing their grip on being self-controlled and all of the things that, you know, there's such a crisis in our country and or our world, and it's all because there's a lack of God.
It was in 1976 that the ACLU sued to remove the Christmas pageants from public schools.
Hmm.
And in 1979, they sued to remove the Christmas displays from public property. And in 81, they sued to remove the Ten Commandments from public schools in Kentucky.
Hmm.
And the funny part about the whole thing is that as soon as there's a tragedy anywhere, the first thing they do is hold a prayer meeting.
Yeah, everybody runs to God then, huh?
Amen. So, but thanks for your time, and God bless you, and God bless your program.
Amen. Love you, brother. Take care. Bye-bye. You know, it's so encouraging to hear, you know, Jay here called in. We're all here trying to share God's truth and his love. But make no mistake about it, I mean, we are called to be peaceful warriors. We need to forge ahead, sharing the truth and God's word in this lost and dark world. Because if not, we're going to only just stand by and watch all of this, you know, spiraling down and torment take place. Who am I just to be on the radio speaking to you folks right now? Well, my mother gave me read a story to me, and the long and short of it is that there's a gentleman who was very humbled in a book that she read, a story about this guy that says, "I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody." And I'll say that again. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. So I'm a nobody telling everyone I can possibly get near, and we encourage the same thing, is to tell everybody about Jesus who can save anyone, and it is the only way. Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. Make no mistake about it, by our ignorance by our lack of knowledge, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And ignorance of God's laws is absolutely no excuse. He gives everyone's heart a way to know what's right from wrong. We all know in our hearts when we're turning away from goodness and or turning toward Him and His ways. And not one of us by our opinion or our ignorance or definition or argument or conclusion or illusion or interpretation or delusion can change what the Bible has to say. And the fact is that if you're in a spot in your life where your heart is broken, or you feel maybe you have children or teens, how many people can relate to the fact that their teens are out of control? I would have to say everybody on the planet knows somebody whose teens are out of control. Well, how's that working for you? And the point is, that's where the Bible comes and ties in and makes the difference. Because without rules and regulations and the commands of the Lord that we are demanded to follow, we can expect all these type of tragedies and dismay and craziness. And so at this point in time, we'd like to actually open the phone lines. We're going to go to 760-720-5236 is the number if you'd like to call in and comment on tonight's show. It could be a very controversial topic for those who may have any kind of input they'd like to bring. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this program tonight. But we're not here to make excuses. We're here to make changes. Is it God bless America or God less America? And we are here to stand behind and to uplift those in this country who have fought for the pure rules that were laid down by the true men that made this country what it is, and that is Christians who put together a set of rules that were to be followed, and they're being watered down. They're being diluted, and that's an insult to the people who gave their lives for this country and who are fighting for our country and are being harmed and wounded, and the families that suffered because of all these things. And so we are here once again from the 11th Hour Ministries. This is KCEO Radio AM 1000. We don't ask for people's donations. We're not asking for your money. We're here to share the truth. We love God so much. We want His truth to be known. And so, like it's always said before, is, you know, there's three classes of citizenship that we kind of you know, bring out in this program, or the way we see things here is there's the good guys, there's the bad guys, and there's the undecided. Well, pick a team. Get on the good guys team and get busy doing good guy stuff. I mean, it's not rocket science, and that's what we're here to try to promote, is there's a way out of the darkness. There's a way for your heart to be whole. If you feel a void inside yourself, if you feel like there's something in your life that needs adjustment, God, it doesn't matter what the problem is, God's always the answer. The Bible has the answers to all. And so it's not what happens to us, it's what we do about it. And so we super encourage everyone to get scripture and read, join a Bible-based church. And once again, we're here in North County in San Diego, California. Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, hands down, walk in the door, feel God's love. These people are on fire for God, and it's just amazing how much unity there is there. Just like the Constitution of the United States of America, it starts off by talking about unity and tranquility. That's what you feel when you go there. That's what is there, because it's alive, God's alive and well. In the meantime, we're going to take a call from Josephine on line one. Hello, Josephine.
Hey, hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm just great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Hey, that was wonderful what your wife shared earlier, and I just wanted to offer some encouragement to the listeners as well and to you, and that, man, you know, the Word of God can be hard. It can raise up standards that we think we can't reach, but through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit within us, we can change, and we can do the things that it tells us, and it brings life. And like you're saying, it brings peace and joy and harmony. Harmony is heaven.
Well, I think
it's not there to struggle
toward. And, you know, it's funny, Josephine, because a lot of people, you know, when I was young, I was taught by, I actually went to a certain type of schooling that was very regimented and stale, basically. And, you know, it taught me that I was being basically herded through the routine, but I didn't learn to love the Lord. I didn't learn to walk with the Lord. And when we say born again, as I was a young man, I always thought they were a bunch of fruitcakes and loonies. I mean, that's just the facts. But, you know, to be born again means that you develop a great, awesome one-on-one relationship with our Lord and Jesus Christ, our brother. It's just so amazing, like you say, is that when we get to know God, when we get with someone who can help us learn how to read the Bible or share Scripture with someone, God will put someone in everyone's life that will be the link from darkness to His light. And so if we in life are looking for the truth, God will bring us to the understanding of the gospel, the mystery of the gospel. And what you're talking about is you're there. You're walking with Jesus Christ Himself. You have a love relationship with the Creator. I mean, how amazing of a feeling it is to know that you're God. The Bible in Exodus 14:14 says, all you need do is be still and let the Lord fight for you. This world is a place where you can't win without Him, and with Him you can't be denied. You cannot be defeated. And it's a joy to walk with our Lord. It's awesome to know God. And that's what we're here to share, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And it's all about how, you know, I don't think there's anything that hurts God more than how we treat each other.
Amen.
And we're not here, you know, everybody talks about having unconditional love, but God's love is more like an unfailing love.
Amen.
Because it's not like He's going to pat us on the back and say, oh, it's okay to go and commit adultery against your brother.
Amen.
It's not okay.
That's right.
I'm going to be faithful to you, and I'm here to spank your bottom.
That's
and
right.
Make you do the right thing, because I love you and I love the other person. I don't want you, it's like your kids, you don't want them fighting against each other. You want them to love each other and help each other.
Amen. And the Bible clearly says that God will discipline His children.
Amen.
And who among us doesn't need to be disciplined every once in a while, especially before we know the Lord and are walking in His ways?
That's
and
right.
We should be grateful that He cares that much and loves us that much. Don't we always find that it's the people who's, you know, come from broken homes and the father or the mother or both have disappeared out of the child's life is the one who ends up, you know, getting in trouble and finding themselves into this prison system and things of that nature. But ironically enough, how many people in prison are the ones who drop to their knees and submit their lives to the Lord? Because guess what? They're broken and shattered. God wants us empty so He can fill us. We have pride and arrogance and all our different sins of choice, and it blocks us from God. It blocks Him from coming into us. But you go into jail, which I have spent, frankly, a night or two in a local lockup, just to keep it real. But, you know, I've never seen the inside of a prison. But, you know, it ain't a place you want to be, I can assure you. And the thing is, it's very humbling and humiliating. But I can tell you right now that it's an earth-shattering event. When you walk inside and that door clangs behind you, then you feel that you have lost all power and control, which of course you have. And that's why people, it's, you know, it's the ones who take advantage of that circumstance and say they found the Lord and use that as a ploy to get out of jail, God will deal with them. He will judge and punish. It's not for us to do that. But there are people who get reformed in these systems because they're broken. They're empty. They finally surrender themselves to God. And
right.
How awesome it is, like you said, you know, God's going to discipline his children. And this is not a joke. It's not whether we like it or not. It's not to be, if we ignore it, it ain't going away. God is here and to stay. And he is the commander and the ruler. And all roads lead to Rome. And he is Caesar. And that's the end of that. God wants your attention, and he's going to get it one way or another. You will either feel the dark or the darkness and the sin of your life, or you feel the light on your face and the warmth of God and the glow that that comes with him.
That's right. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, and he's doing everything like you're saying. He's doing everything in his power to draw us to Jesus. In the Greek, that word draw, no one can come to Jesus except the Father drawing.
Amen.
Is drag in the Greek.
Wow.
Drag.
Huh.
So God is doing all that he can to drag us to Jesus.
Wow.
So that we can possibly get on our knees, humble ourselves, and say, okay, you're right, I need a Savior.
And
I need you, Jesus. I'm humbled, I'm broken, I love you, and I want to serve you.
Amen.
And then he comes and fills our hearts with love and peace and joy and empowerment to share that love and that light and walk in that love and light.
Well, and it's just awesome because we can, I can feel the...
So anyway, that's...
Well, I can feel, you know, God's
amazing,
light coming.
Amazing scripture that nobody can come to Jesus except the Father draw him.
Amen.
And then nobody can come to the Father except by me, Jesus said.
Well, and you know, the picture...
I used to think that was kind of a riddle, but it finally kind of dawned on my brain what it was talking about. It gave me peace when I was praying for my lost loved ones and stuff like that. I'm thinking, you know, you see him go in an opposite direction... It's like we see it go in an opposite direction than what we would hope for this gay marriage.
Mm.
That's what's going the opposite direction. But we got to pray, God, you're using this to drive us into the vine, to drive us into Jesus.
Amen.
In Romans 2, what was it, verse 8, it says, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God.
Mm. Well, and God makes it very clear. You bring this topic up of gay marriage, and you know, in California here, we just actually have heard that our state
Hey there, Mark.
We've heard that our state has confirmed gay marriage, and we're so disappointed and so hurt by, you know, knowing that our state.
How much the lost, huh?
So we are so unhurt. We're so hurt by the fact that our state has given, you know, a blessing to this new law, and you know, people can, you know, fight over this argument all they want. They can do whatever, you know, as far as their interpretation. But clearly, in the Bible, in so many different places, it talks about sexual immorality, and you know, once again, the question is, how's that working for you? I mean. This country, this world is spiraling sideways, out of control. There's more, you know, crazy madness of people who just are stomping all over each other and such wickedness that's taking place. I read the scripture already. which talks about God who wiped out the entire planet because man was doing what he wanted to do in front of God's will. And I believe we're heading right back in that direction. And the question is, like Josephine was saying, you know, God is wants to drag us to him, and he gives us an avenue or and a way to get there. But isn't it, the picture I have in my mind is a stubborn mule. And I see a stubborn mule sitting on the side, sitting there, getting tugged and pulled and tugged and pulled by the rope and doesn't want to budge. That's our world. You know, how's it working for us? The question is really, how much have we given God his rightful ownership to the creation of this world? We're going to sit here and argue over, you know, if we're monkeys' uncles or if we came out of some soup in a puddle or a big giant bomb exploded up in the sky or something. And come on, kids, this is God creation. Who greater than God can create the beauty and the majesty of nature, the harmony and tranquility that comes in a pure, perfect world of nature, and all of the cells and the way our bodies function, the spirit inside us? Explain that one to me. Who creates life and death? How on earth, after it's all broken down and we all, the scientists, argue with each other and everybody gets in, you know, a big old debate over how this world was made and who's the master of it all, etc. Where on earth does our spirit come from? Why is there a spirit in us? Because God gives it and then he takes it when he wants it back. And so, you know, this life that we're leading is like we talked about earlier here, the scripture is clear. God was very upset when the world was going in a very wicked way. And so one of the sort of things that Jay actually brought to my attention here is as far as gay marriage, God made it Adam and Eve. He didn't make it Adam and Steve. And, you know, as disappointing as that may be to some people's ears, the fact of the matter is that God made man for woman for man, and that's the end of the story. And so we super encourage that, you know, once again, we're here. This is a weekend for it's Memorial Day weekend. And what we're trying to do is to promote God's truth through the Constitution of the United States of America. Let's make it a God bless America again instead of God less America. We're watching it go sideways. We're watching it go down. We're watching it be torn through our fingers. And we have to make a stand as a united nation, as a people united in one. God wants a family of believers to pray one simple prayer. And that is that we all go unified together, that God be understood and known in this entire universe, in this world, that his word is the true command, the truth. His word is to be followed. His word is to be revered. You know, we should all be writing. I encourage people to write a love letter to God. Imagine you take a pen and to show God your gratitude, bring a piece of paper and a pencil and spend the time to show him on paper and bring from your own heart, from the depths of your heart, how much you love him and how grateful you are to him, or how much you need him and how much you are calling for him to come to bring you to him. And the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. We need to, as a group, become as righteous as we can be as man, which means just to minimize our sin to the greatest degree we can, and to be unified in prayer that God's truth will be known and it will be followed. And in the course of doing so, we truly here at the 11th Hour Ministries believe that 6 billion people on this planet Earth will turn and bow to every knee shall bow to the God. And we're here to try in our little corner of the earth, Jesus and 12 men changed the world. And so is it too big of a monster that's out of control that can't be harnessed and turned around, all the wicked that we see? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, Jesus says in the Bible, greater things that you can do than I, if you only believe, and that we can move mountains. These are the things that Jesus said, and he said them for a reason. That's because in our faith, in our belief in God, all things are possible. And All things work for the good of God for those who believe. Can you imagine? That's a scripture. All things work for the good of God for those who believe. And so God wants us to pray to him and call for him. But keep in mind is, you know, he also wants you to row for the shore. I mean, you can't be stranded in a boat, you know, in the middle of the ocean and just be like, hey, God, help, help, help. You know, get your oars out and start rowing. I mean, that's what it takes. And remember, what we do here on earth is this is out of the movie The Gladiator. What we do on earth echoes for eternity. And so pretty important stuff is, you know, we're here. We get one time to do this, you know, this life thing. And during the course of it, what impact did we make? How did we show up for God? How did we to show our great gratitude to him? And what impact have we made, you know, in this lost and dark world? You know, we truly believe that we're called to be gladiators for God. You know, this is a call to be the God squad. You know, this is darkness versus evil. This is not a game. People's lives are on the line. We watch people getting crushed and hurt and in such pain and misery without God in their lives. And that's why the call is so urgent. And that's why this message is so strong. This program was put together. We call it Keeping It Real. You know, I may not be the greatest speaking scholar on the planet Earth, but I know one thing. I love God with every fiber in my being and every piece of my DNA that's in my body. And I'm just wanting to share his truth and his love. I was a man walking in the darkness, and I turned away from I dropped to my knees in submission, frankly, and just threw my hands up and said, God, I can't go here anymore. And guess what? My life's been an entire revelation has occurred where my name was Legion, for I was many. I lived in the darkness, sin of every choice. I was a man who did whatever he felt like doing, whatever he felt like doing it. And what I've learned is by self-control and the disciplines that are taught in the Bible that I've learned how to understand and apply have been a joy to be a part of and have changed my life forever. And it's such a fulfilling thing, and it's so clear and true that we're here to try to share that with others. And there's got to be somebody out there who, you know, does understand the fact that, like, hey, how's it, like Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? You know, we all steer our lives in a certain way. We all go in our own direction for a time. And once we turn and learn how to follow the Lord and his ways is when God gets to do his finest work. And when I've seen people's lives transformed from really, really lost and hurting to such peace and fulfillment, and they have a purpose. And not one man is more important than another on this planet Earth. Bible says, be careful to entertain strangers because you never know which one's an angel. So the next time you're standing next to a street person or a homeless person or whatever you want to call them, better be careful, because what do angels look like? I don't know about you, but I don't know. But I'm not taking any chances. I'm going to treat them all with dignity and respect. Whatever happened to do the right thing with your neighbor, we here at the 11th Hour Ministry say, a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger. Do the right thing. Pay it forward. Do good for each other. Remember that God's promise to us is, and our prayer is actually, that God would give each person the wisdom of King Solomon that is listening here tonight, and that we all go off from here tonight to go on to do a great job for God this week, that we become well-adjusted individuals and well-adjusted Christians. And we ask that God would fill our hearts and to unlock his mysteries, that we'd be fired up Christians with the truth would be contagious. We know that God promises us when we turn and submit our lives to him, he would give us a new spirit, a new life, a new creation, a new direction, new outlook, a new awareness, a new hope. We go from being lost to found. We go from being in the darkness to the light. Once again, in closing, we want to thank the people of the armed services in this country from the beginning of time to our gratitude for your service and your effort. And God bless you, and God bless America for real. Amen.
AM 1000, KCEO. This